This is a song called Plush.
And I feel the time's a waste to go. So where you going till tomorrow? And I see that these are lives to come. Would you even care? And I feel it. And I feel it. Where you gone till tomorrow? Where you gone with a mask I found? And I feel, and I fear when the dogs begin to smell her. Well, she smell alone. And I feel so much depends on the weather. So is it raining in your bedroom? And I see that these are the eyes of disarray. Would you even care? And I feel it. She feels it. Where you gone to tomorrow? Where you gone with a mask I found? And I feel, and I feel when the dogs begin to smell her. Well, she smell alone. Time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it, to find it. When the dogs will find her. Got time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it, to find it.
Welcome to the Path Forward. if I pause for any reason, it's probably because I'm hacking my guts out. I've been sick for the last couple of days, so my apologies for not being online. For those of you on Substack, this is the normally scheduled show. I kind of doubled up with Rumble. So if you can't see this on Substack, you can see me on Rumble or on Twitter. Some other admin notes. I'll be on Tommy's podcast tomorrow afternoon. I think it's 2 o'clock Eastern with Colonel Watkins. And then I think again on Saturday, Friday, I'll be doing a show with Matt Bracken on Coffee and a Mic. So look for that. I talked to Mike today for about 20 minutes until I had to do the Buddha Fuko signal dance to get my cell phone to get a signal here in the black hole that I live in. So we'll finish that conversation up tomorrow and we'll figure out exact timing. I think Mike records the shows. I can't remember. I've done so many shows the last couple of weeks. this Tommy's podcast with Towner Watkins and General Holt has turned into a regular thing. So, and a reminder, if you're in the Phoenix area between the 7th and the 7th and the 12th of March, Chris from Combat Studies Group is coming down and he's doing the first, the ground rod course, which is tradecraft course and ELINT. And then he's doing the gunfighter course. I'm still trying to work my schedule to be able to take the gunfighter course and get my fat ass out there and do some training. So if you could make it down, come down. If you need hotel information, just email me or PM me on, you can PM me on X. You can send me an email or you can PM me on Substack and reach me that way. But Chris from Combat Studies Group, his link is in the show notes now. So you can go out to a Substack and reach out to him and sign up for the course. Highly recommend it. It's 3 days. It's about 500 rounds of 5.56 or what 300 block, whatever you're shooting. And then about 500 rounds of 9mm, whatever your pistol is. So I don't know what kit to bring. I'll have to get the flyer from him. We were talking about it today. The range is going to be here at Ben Avery. It's on one of the farther ranges on the other side of the 1,000 yard range. And we'll have the range all to ourselves. So you'll be out there all day with other folks from the channel, as well as myself and Troop and Chris. So all guys, the guys have been on the show. And I'll probably have a house full of these guys when they get down here. So if you can make it, come down. It'll be worth your time. A lot of stuff going on today. So I wanted to answer a couple other questions before I really dive into what I was going to talk about. First things first, a lot of people ask me, you know, how do I come up with, you know, how I'm going to do my Sunday rants? Look, the Sunday rant is just me channeling all the things I received during the week. I get so many emails and messages during the week that I just channel all that into, you know, the stuff that I get from people. And then I just, you know, use it as the rant because it's usually pretty good material. Like one of the funniest things I got was from a guy. He's in, where's he at? I think he's in Japan. And you could tell he's using a translator because in big bold letters, it says raping children. I think it's significant. So I used it. It was good. So I just channel what everybody else says. And look, if you haven't figured it out yet, this is what's going on. You're seeing a script being played out right out of pawns in the game, right? For most people that aren't, you know, fully awake or red pilled or black pilled or whatever you want to call it, most of those people, they're still watching mainstream news and they're still getting their news from like Twitter or from Twitter and some of the others. And they're just not seeing the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is they're amping up the rhetoric right now for civil war. Like Hillary Clinton went out and said, you know, Christian men are the biggest problem in our country. No, it has nothing to do with the Muslims we've imported or the Chinese or any of the other negative influences, you know, in the media. No, it's all Christian men. If you guys haven't figured it out, there's literally a war on women and Christianity going on right now. I think I was reading, I can't remember which country it was, in Niger or one of the other countries where there's literally a genocide of Christians going on right now as we speak. And they're moving troops into the area because it's just not stopping. And not that, you know, UN troops are going to come in and do anything, because they usually come in and rape, murder, and pillage and plunder, you know, under the guise of peacekeeping. So I wouldn't expect anything there. But there's a war on Christianity right now. And since I think I got the answer on the Epstein stuff. So it was put out yesterday. I reposted it. And I received it from somebody that I talk to all the time. And it was very interesting. The post was essentially, let me get past all my shit posts here so I can get to it. So I'll read it to you. It's Kim.com. And if you don't know who Kim.com is, former tech exec, entrepreneur. This is somebody that's plugged in. And this is somebody that's not a U.S. citizen. And the stuff that, and I follow Kim.com because the stuff that he's putting out is actually is salient stuff. And he's still dialed into the industry. But and I'll read this verbatim. Palantir was allegedly hacked. An AI agent was used to gain super user access. And here's what the hackers allegedly found. Peter Thiel and Alex Karp commit mass surveillance of world leaders and titans of the industry on a massive scale. They have thousands of hours of transcribed and searchable conversations of Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and Elon Musk. They have backdoored the devices, cars, jets of world leaders and accumulated the biggest archive of blackmail material. That would be the reason why the Epstein tapes are being released right now. You only burn the asset when you have other means and other assets. So clearly, if this is true, which it seems like it is, then we've traded one blackmail operation for another blackmail operation. But this one is actually very insidious because everything that you own is listening to you. So no matter if you think you're in a secure area, it's still listening. And they have satellite and all the intelligence Elon assets, so they can monitor everybody and target people and have the AI do it. You don't even have to expend any resources to monitor these people, and you could catch everything they say, good, bad, or indifferent. You could take it out of context, doesn't matter. So there's your answer why the Epstein tapes are being released right now, because they have something better. And they only release older tech when they have something better. And think about all the resources they just saved. They don't need the CIA. They don't need Mossad. They don't need MI6. They don't need anybody from any of the different handlers, so they don't need any of the handlers. All that logistics just went away. And I've said before, and I said this on last Saturday on Tommy's show, if you have control of the money and you have control of the information, then you don't really worry about controlling the asset through physical means because you already got control. And anyway, it goes on to say, Palantir has created nuclear and bioweapon capability in Ukraine and is working closely with the CIA to defeat Russia. They believe they are 1 year away. They plan to achieve this by keeping Russia busy with meaningless peace negotiations. That also looks like it's true. Palantir is responsible for a majority of Palestinian deaths in Gaza. They've developed an AI targeting for Israel. That's mostly bad. Palantir is the arm of the CIA, and all data from international clients is copied into the CIA spy cloud. That's mostly bad. Palantir has become the most dangerous company in the world. If you work there, you have the right to know that this is what Palantir AI is used for without your knowledge. Palantir data the hackers allegedly gathered was given to Russia and or China. I was chosen as a trusted partner for this publication. I'm not involved in the Palantir hack. I don't know the hackers, but I know that the hack happened. And that goes along with a few months ago, there was a release of information where supposedly all of the key leaders in Israel, their phones were hacked. That would make a lot of sense to me. So, and then Bibi Netanyahu being diagnosed with blood cancer and then two of his top aides killed just in the last 48 hours, all significant. So that would explain a lot if it's true. And I tend to believe it is true because Kin.com only releases things that are factual, like the Washington Pundit. So there's part of your answer for Epstein. Now, the other thing that is going on at the same time is we're seeing this escalation in Iran. And around Iran, right? We're moving a lot of air assets over there. Chances are we're probably moving ground assets over there. I don't think Trump's stupid enough to do a ground offensive, but he is dumb enough to do an air offensive and probably use TLAMs. But it could be posturing too. That's the thing to remember is Trump's made a lot of threats and hasn't followed through with any of those threats, except in the case of, you know, the nuclear stuff, the guise of nuclear when he dropped bombs in Iran earlier this year. So, or last year, sorry. So we'll see in the next few days if something's going to happen. My guess is he's putting maximum pressure on the Iranian government to capitulate, and we'll see if they actually do. There's a video circulating of some Iranian general saying that we're a paper tiger. That may be true, but we still got a lot of combat power. So, and I'm pretty sure that we probably have some weapons like we had just before the Iraq war in 1991, the stealths that people don't know about that they'll roll out. And the beauty of this situation is you don't have to worry about it being on national TV. You can totally black it out and keep that tech secure and keep it black. So there's a lot of options on the table for Trump to use. Not now, do I agree or disagree? I do. I don't care. Here's why. And let me say that. Let me say that differently. There's nothing we can do about this. He's already, obviously, he's made the decision. He and Netanyahu have worked it out. Netanyahu is going to get what he wants. He wants regime change. He's going to get what he wants. Or he thinks he's going to get what he wants. Now, we may lose some ships and a lot of pilots in the meantime, but he's going to get what he wants. But I can tell you public opinion is not on his side. Neither is any of the congressional staff. In fact, most of Congress right now is actively searching the files that have been released on Epstein so that they can implicate Trump and impeach him. That's what's going on. And the Clintons are hard at work trying to plausibly deny that Bill Clinton was on the plane 27 times. And that Hillary doesn't eat children. So, you know, that comedy show is still going. But here's the thing that everybody should be paying attention to, because this is signal. Every time I talk about this, I've had this conversation about 4 or 5 times just today. Every military guy I talk to says the same thing. This is prime time for a green flag or a red flag operation. Meaning a major attack. And I agree, this is. With all of our forces dispositioned overseas, this is a perfect time for that. And it's no coincidence that Sarah Adams and I think Mike Adams now, I can't remember who else, but anyway, are talking about false flags and green flags. So all of that fits right into the narrative. Yeah, so to answer something in the chat, Anita was saying something about Colonel Watkins. Incredibly smart woman. Let me just say this out loud. She's agreed to come on the roundtable. We haven't had time to get on the phone and talk to each other and figure out when the best timing is. I've talked to Kurt Schlichter on X, but I haven't had a chance to pin him down either. I want to get her on the round table so she can talk Gladio and some of the other operations. She's done the deep research. She really has. Like, she blew me away with ODA and Dead A last weekend. I had no idea. There's things I pay attention to and things I don't pay attention to. If you watch the show with us, you heard me say I haven't paid any attention to AOC at all, mainly because I don't care. She's a politician, so to me, she's not really on the board. She's just a face for somebody else. I didn't quite say it that way, but that's really what it was. But every time I get on a show with her, it is an educational experience because she's done all the deep dives and all these different people. Now, we've done some similar research on similar people and shared some common background searches on some of these guys. Like, I did a deep dive on MacArthur after. I did a battle study on the Battle of Tarawa and learned a lot about his staff and how he operated and how he communicated and his vision and thoughts on the post-World War II, as well as Claire Chennault and a few others that were pivotal in beating the Japanese, because they created a lot of our Asia-Pacific foreign policy after World War II. And anyway, so we've done some common, you know, deep dives, and she's really done the deep dive on the CIA. My limitation with the CIA is I've worked with them, and they're just insufferably arrogant assholes. Every one of them I've ever talked to, and everyone I've worked with has just been insufferable. So Anyway, so I have a hard time diving into anything that the CIA's done. There is a book, a three-part book on the CIA, and it really just talks about their abject failures over the years in a number of different venues, mainly nation building and you know, government replacement. So there's a lot of pieces to that. But being on with Tanner Watkins, there's times, and Tommy and I were just talking about it. There's times where you just go, I'm really stupid. I'm just stupid. But her knowledge, and just like General Holt's knowledge and EM's knowledge, it's a good basis for the conversation. And, you know, I stay in the lane that I know best, right? That's information, and that's cyber and intel. Those are the worlds that I operated in. Those are the worlds I have my most domain knowledge in. We did a lot of support for a lot of the tiered units. That's what ODA is a tiered unit. But, you know, I didn't do the hoo-hoo guy stuff. I wasn't sitting on a helicopter with my gun. In fact, I can tell you how that would go. You'd be on a helicopter flying into a target. The pilots would pull their P-90s off their legs, pop everybody on the rooftop, say target's clear. And I'd go, should I lift my gun up? Should I pull my gun up? So that's how that would go. But you're seeing a lot of rhetoric right now around Iran. You're seeing a lot of rhetoric around you're hearing nothing about Ukraine, which I think is very interesting. So all of that Palantir information is very plausible right now. So we'll see what happens in Iran. We'll see what he actually does. I don't think the regime's going to capitulate. I don't think that a bombing campaign is going to do anything. I don't think the ground forces are going to do anything. I think all it's going to do is galvanize the Iranian public. Even though they hate their own government, they'll hate us even more. And, you know, we haven't seen mass casualties, right? We didn't see mass casualties in Iraq. This is going to be a different story. They're getting weapons from Russia and China. There's been a massive influx of weapons coming in over the last couple of weeks. So you're going to see American casualties if we're dumb enough to do this. And I believe we are dumb enough to do this. So it'll be an interesting couple of weeks. At the same time all of that's going on, you're seeing them raise the temperature for a civil war. They really want a civil war. They really want us divided. And we can't fall for that. This has to be a revolution. And I think these supposedly, and I've heard this before, right? Supposedly all of the Epstein tapes are going to be released and you're going to see people raping children. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. Remember, this is the same people that brought us Lou Elizondo and some of the other whistleblowers that are, you know, psyoping the public in regards to UFOs. That's just a big limited hangout. That's, you know, I think it was Jordan Sather that did a show. And look, if you don't know Jordan Sather, he's an interesting dude. He was in the UFO space, and he was on the Corey Good, David Wilcock, I can't remember the name of the show that he was on. Anyway, that blew up, and he's really, you know, come through all that, and he calls it out as a limited hangout. I tend to agree with that. So I credit him with actually calling that out first, because he's right, right? It's a limited hangout. You literally see all these whistleblowers. And look, if you work in the system and you're still working in the system, and you're releasing information, technically you're not a whistleblower, right? You're just somebody that's releasing information. It's called managed disclosure. So, yeah, Jordan, he's a Q guy. We agree to disagree. Let's just put it that way. And look, I respect the guy because he's mature enough to have a honest discussion and agree to disagree, right? Some of the other folks in the Q crowd, it's a religion. You can't talk to them. They're like all these trans, you know, sexual identity, you know, pronoun retards on the left. It's, they just they just can't help themselves. And good, bad, or indifferent, it is what it is. So we tend to agree to disagree, but he's done a lot of research on a lot of these people. And God, he did this video a couple of days ago. Maybe it was last week he did this video. Lib love something. I'll post it. It was hysterical. He was literally trolling people on, it wasn't Hinge. I think it was Hinge. Yeah, on a dating site for, you know, reposting and reading what liberal women are saying. You know, if you're a Trump supporter, I can't date you, blah, blah, blah. And he'd have a rebuttal. He'd reply to it. Oh, priceless. You should watch it. It's actually funny. In fact, it went viral, and the New York Post reached out to him to do an article on it because it was that popular. So if you haven't seen it, you should. It's funny. So the other thing I wanted to talk through was I got a bunch of email today about Bongino and Cash Patel. Look, my view of Bongino is this. He was moved out of the government to go manage and distract people away from the fact that DOJ isn't really doing anything. And his job is specifically to rebuild momentum and rebuild the base, which it's not gonna happen, right? When you become a meme, you've lost the narrative. And there, you know, Erica Kirk, Dan Bongino, Pam Bondi, and Cash Patel, they're memes at this point. And they're not going to regain the narrative unless they start arresting people. And they've already come out and said they're not going to arrest anybody. Now, the public pressure has put pressure on them to go and investigate people, even though there's, you know, blatant crimes. But again, I want to caution everybody on this again. These files have been, they've been in possession of the FBI in the Southern District of New York for over 10 years. You have no idea how many different hands have touched that information. You have no idea how much has been spoofed and planted in that evidence. You have no idea the mismanagement or management of it to create a carefully curated narrative. You really don't. And I'm sure there's some very shocking things in there that are true. But just like any other CIA operation, they flooded it with garbage, so you don't know what's real and what's not. And if Bondi would have just come out and said, we're releasing the files as they are, but we don't know how much of this is true, that would have solved everything. There wouldn't have been any bullshit that went along to it. Everybody would have dived into it. They would have done their research. They would have asked the questions. And all she had to say was, "Yeah, I don't know. We don't know. We don't know how much of this is real. They sat on this. We had to go fire people to get this. We don't know how much is real. There's all these tapes of all these underage girls. We don't know how much of that is real. We think a lot of it's real." I mean, if she would have just been honest instead of, "Is my hair okay? Is my perm okay?" then, you know, she'd have a lot more credibility. But again, the information game is about credibility, right? You got to have transparency and credibility, and you have to have an end state. Like this release of information, what's the end state? Is the end state that you're going to go and arrest people because you have, you know, solid, hardcore cases against them? Or is this just we're releasing it because we want to make the public happy? And I'm telling you, she should be fired out over last Thursday's performance. But Trump doubled down, you know, in all of his retardation. So, you know, good luck with that. Oh, and by the way, that I generated that background using the AI from StreamYard. I actually like that background, but I can't download it. So I'm going to figure out how to steal that screenshot. But I was screwing around with screenshots today, and I came up with one that I actually like, and it's that one. I think I'm going to put that on a mug because I think that accurately sums up exactly how the administration is operating. The entire country is being decimated right now, and they're like, you know, Pam Bondi's awesome. She's just really awesome. She's super awesome. So, yeah, I think I'm going to use that, shamelessly use that. That's, yeah, that's fantastic. So, anyway, I just think it's too bad that we're in this situation, but I would think that, you know, if this was in the 1800s, they would have stormed the White House by now and they would have burned it down. They would have stormed Congress and they would have tarred and feathered everybody in Congress and they would have burned it down. They would have literally burned down and tarred and feathered all of the Supreme Court justices by now. But Americans are like, it's probably fine. We're going to go to war again. It's probably fine. As long as football's on next weekend, I'm good. They've conditioned us to the point where we're docile. I mean, just like they've conditioned the Chinese, the Japanese, they've decades of conditioning. And one thing that we can't allow to happen over the next several months, we can't allow AI to be put in place to monitor and take action against civilians. Period. Full stop. That has to stop. And we have to start holding people accountable. If the government's not going to do it, then we need to organize as a public and we need to do it. In the state first and then move to the national level. The national level should be last, but the state should be first. And, you know, I would like to think that some of this Epstein stuff is going to be the real disclosure of the stuff I've been talking about. And hopefully some of those tapes will get out. But some of that stuff the public can never see. Some of the, you know, ripping a kid's face off or, you know, dismembering. You can't show people that. You just can't. There's New York police officers that watched some of the content that was on Anthony Weiner's laptop and they committed suicide because they couldn't handle it, right? And you've heard me say it before. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. And once you see it, it affects you deeply. Like it did all kinds of stuff to me. And, you know, I didn't start sharing it with anybody until like 2017, 2018, after I'd seen a counselor for like 6 or 7 years just to process through what the fuck I was like, what I'm seeing. So imagine showing that to the public without any kind of, you know, disclaimer or, you know, explanation for it. And I guarantee you that people will go off the reservation. So I understand some of the caution behind why they don't want to release this information. But by the same token, you know, if you see Bill Gates pumping a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old, he needs to go to prison. That's just full stop. You know, and today Cash Patel was on Dan Bongino's show, and of course it was a love fest. And they were talking about decision cycles, right? So this is a level 10 decision all the time. And they're hard because you can't make the right decision all the time. Okay, let me help you help me help you. Okay, first of all, you're a cuck. And second of all, this is how you deal with that. So a level 10 decision is, do I arrest everybody in the files that committed a crime? Yes. Yes, you do. You arrest everyone. You mobilize as many agents as you need. You find, fix, and you arrest all of these people that were in the Epstein files that committed crimes against children. That's a crime against humanity. That is a felony. That is with, you know, sex with underage kids. That's a crime. If you got them on tape, Gitmo. That's how you solve that problem. Then the next thing is, for all the people that were handlers, people that were trafficking kids, Gitmo. Are you getting the message? It's not a hard decision. There's no calculus there. You commit a crime, you go to Gitmo. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the president's friend. I don't care if you're a Jewish oligarch. I don't care if you're a tech bro. If you are doing anything with children that involves sex, rape, dismemberment, torture, and death, you go to Gitmo until we sort it out. You're guilty until proven innocent. That whole thing about, you know, innocent until proven guilty. See, that washed away when you people created a two-tier justice system where it was just us. No. So now we, all these federal judges that are ruling and committing treason, Gitmo. Supreme Court justice. If you're in the Epstein files, Gitmo. You starting to see the point here? There's not a lot of math here. Yeah, these are hard decisions. No, they're not. They're not hard decisions. They're only hard decisions because you're worried about pleasing the guy whose friends are going to be hurt by this. And if your friends committed felonies, they go to prison. I don't care who they are. I don't care if they're bank executives. I don't care who they are. Gitmo. That's your solution. Let them go cool their heels. Let their lawyers fly down there and enjoy the heat of Cuba. Let them enjoy the you know, restful sleep of the barracks and let them embrace the suck while you cool your heels until we prove you're innocent. But if you're guilty, we walk you out to a pole, we tie you up, we turn on the cameras, and we broadcast your execution live across the planet. That's how this is supposed to go. I don't know why it's ambiguous for the FBI. Maybe it's because most of them are probably implicated in the files too. But that was this morning's show. Oh, President Trump, he's got level 11 decisions. No, Susie Wiles has level 11 decisions. He just breaks out his pen and does the photo op. So this whole thing is, this should make your blood boil. But I'm telling you, the thing I'm paying attention to right now is it's prime time for a false flag attack. Prime time. And the fact that Sarah Adams is talking about it and other people are talking about it tells me that we're going to see something soon. So I would hedge my bet, and I would be prepared for that. I'd be rolling heavy. I'd be rolling armed. I'd be rolling to be, you know, pinned down someplace for, you know, a day or two. And you should have some extra food and water with you, and you should be ready to go. Full stop. And we should be organizing our local level. We should be finding people that are loyal to the Constitution. We should be engaging people in our neighborhoods. We should be engaging people at church, and we should be, you know, putting together a sphere of influence. And you should be doing that actively right now and increasing your line of sight in your local area so you know what's going on. And if you don't have comms right now, you should start having some alternate comms, because this is also prime time for a major cyber attack. And if Palantir can get hit, what do you think the odds are that our critical infrastructure, power, water, sewer, trains, logistics, could be hit? I think it's highly likely, and I think it's relevant. So I would pay attention to that. I would also, you know, have at least a couple of weeks worth of food and as much water as you could possibly store, and just be ready for anything, because I think we're in the window. And I think this Epstein stuff is a distraction to give the tech bros time to finish up and perfect this Palantir system. Now, according to EM, it's impossible to implement just from a power situation. I don't tend to disagree. In fact, I tend to agree. However, they're going to give the illusion, and they probably have some capability. I'd like to know what that capability is. And I also want to know what the military's doing with AI, because the last thing we need is for some rogue AI, especially in the Defense Department, like Skynet, to go apeshit and kill a bunch of innocent people. We already got enough problems on our hand, don't you think? So anyway, the Epstein problem, that's an easy problem to solve. And until we, the public, stand up and start pushing back on this, and it's not memes, folks. It's not posts on social media. This is where we get out of our chairs. We take the fight right down to our local courthouse or down to the state, and we descend on that place by the millions, and we're armed, and we take those people out of power. I know that needs to happen in Washington State. I know that needs to happen in California. I know that needs to happen in New York. I know that needs to happen in Massachusetts. I know that needs to happen in Wisconsin and Michigan and Minnesota. The same thing needs to happen. And then once we take all these pedophiles out of power, then we start throwing out wholesale all of the illegals. And this is what we say. Okay, here's the deal. We're going to give you $500 to $1,000 pocket cash. You're going to get on a plane, and you're going to go back to wherever it is you came from. And you're never coming back here unless you apply legally. And then we fix the immigration system to make it realistic. Like, here's one of the things that should be in the immigration process. If you come to this country, you have 1 year to speak the language that the money's printed in, or you go back. You have 1 year to integrate to our culture, or you go back. You don't live in communities that are predominantly your own culture and your own country. If you do that, we will come in and forcibly remove you and put you in the country somewhere where you can go and integrate with our society until such a time that you can become a real American, which means you abide by our rules, you abide by our culture, and you participate in our culture as it is. You don't force us to participate in your culture because you left your culture to come here for something better. Not that we can't glean good things from other cultures, but I'm not going to celebrate a year of Diwali, a month of Gay Pride. You know, Black History Month should be a week. Gay Pride should be a day or zero. Why am I celebrating your sexuality? And then the music industry needs to be cleaned up. The news industry needs to be cleaned up. So you can see where I'm going with that. But we have to do that. These people have told you for the last 6 months, they are not going to change anything. They're going to keep fleecing us. They're going to keep stealing and laundering money, and they're going to keep bringing in illegals. So until we do something different, guess what? This is going to continue. And by the way, that was Plush by, what was the band's name? Stone Temple Pilots, man. And that was the acoustic version. Love that song. Yeah, I thought it was appropriate for tonight. So anyway, I'm losing my voice. and I'm going to wrap this up. Be ready for anything, folks. This is a prime window. And everybody I've talked to has said the same thing. It's prime time for some kind of a false flag. So be ready for anything. I'll be back. I'll be tomorrow. On Tommy's podcast tomorrow night, we're doing the round table. Let me see who's going to be on the round table tomorrow night. Let me get past all the Chatty Cathys. And these girls can talk. Looks like Colonel Johnson. Looks like Chip. Too many windows open. So anyway, that background is going to go on a mug. I'll have some mugs made up next month, probably after Warfighter, and I'll put them on the storefront. Working with Troop to build some med kits. So we're in the process of doing that as well. Look for those on the website. I'm going to have the Murray Media Group and the Path Forward website made up. I'm waiting for my kid, this logo up on the top right. I wait for my kid to do a logo so I can actually publish it. So I want to use her art as the Path Forward logo. I'm just trying to get her to do it. Anyway, so look for us tomorrow night. It'll be 3 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific tomorrow. We're going earlier so Bracken can join if he wants to. And look for Colonel Watkins, probably next week or the week after. And I'll see you tomorrow on two shows. God bless everyone. One team, one fight.